Hello, dear listener. This is Basement Gaming, episode 34. My name is Herb, and I'm joined by my dear cousin Brigham.
Hey, yo.
Brigham and I revisit the topic of difference in performance of games on the many consoles out there today. So, this is going to be a pretty simple episode, but if you do like this episode, please go ahead and tell your friends about it, and follow us on Twitter at BasementGaming9 for discussion and giving us topic ideas for the next coming episodes. With the formalities out of the way, welcome to Basement Gaming. Alright, Brew, here we are, 34. We had to do a bit of a digging for this episode. I think this is the first episode in a while we've had. We're just like, man, there's not really anything going on.
Yeah, interestingly enough, I'm trying to think if in a non-COVID world, would things be going on in early March? And I feel like early March, really just early part of the year, just not much gaming stuff in general. So maybe yeah. This is normal.
Sometimes, like, they release big blockbuster games around, like, April, you know, kind of quarter one kind of thing, but that's about it, yeah. It's usually this time of year when it's post-Christmas, even for movies and stuff, where all the Christmas movies are out, and then after that, it's, like, this lull where there's really nothing good until, like, the summer blockbusters start. So essentially, it's the same thing with gaming. It's, like, nothing comes out until the summer sale.
Yeah, I think, like, the biggest news I kept hearing from game websites was the Outriders beta, which is, like, okay, cool. I've never even heard that game before. I don't know why I should be excited about this game, but, like, everyone's talking about it, and I kind of feel like everyone is just because there's nothing else to talk about. So we're going to talk about something different this week.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, we have been playing a little bit of games. So I started playing Immortals Fenyx Rising. You recommended to me a couple of... Were we on the episode? Our conversations about games started blending for me. So I don't know if we said something on a podcast or just...
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't think we were on the pod.
Yeah. So you recommended me this game because I've kind of been... in between games / kind of bored with what I've been playing. And yeah, it's pretty good. It's a pretty fun open world kind of like open world adventure game. Revolves around Greek mythology. And yeah, I've enjoyed it so far. I'm a couple hours in. And I was thinking about this. You kind of debunked this for me before we started recording. I know this game is also on Switch. And the first thought that came to my mind is like, man, this game looks amazing on a PS5. Like, I'm so surprised that it actually looks good on a handheld device. But then you told me, yeah, it doesn't look that good.
Yeah.
Expand on that.
Yeah, it's just from what I've heard in reviews and also from one of our mutual friends, John. He's the one who actually recommended the game to me originally because, well, he didn't recommend me the game. He did the exact opposite. I have Assassin's Creed Valhalla, and I asked him at Fenyx Rising, and he said, it's okay. It's not as good as Assassin's Creed. And I ignored his advice and bought the game anyway and really enjoyed it. When I went back to him about it, he said he likely just thought that because he got on Switch and it doesn't run well at all there. Like, it has really low frame rates. From what I've seen in reviews, it seems like particle density and things like that are like really toned down in the Switch version. So you're kind of getting a second rate version of the game if you got on Switch. And you're still paying the full $60 for it. So it kind of sucks. I mean, I guess you're getting the benefit of playing it on the go, which is nice. But man, this game is just so beautiful. And on the Xbox Series S, I'm sure the PS5 as well, you have the option to do performance or what's the other mode called again?
It's quality mode.
Quality
mode.
Or so,
quality, yeah.
And at performance mode, you can have it up to 60 frames per second, which you can't do on the Switch. So it's really nice.
Yeah, so that's one thing the first thing I did when I started playing, because I saw in the beginning, you know, in the settings, there's like, okay, do you want to play quality mode or performance mode? So I put it in quality mode. I was like, okay, I want to see what this looks like in 4K, right? And then it goes through all the little cutscenes in the beginning, and then gameplay starts, and I start moving, and I'm like, I'm playing at like 15 FPS. What is happening? It was awful. You could see, like, it was close to slideshow quality. Not quite that bad, but it was like, I could see blur, right, whenever I was moving, and you could see there's just, like, stuttering. It was very obvious FPS drops and just low FPS in general. So after about 30 seconds of that, I was like, okay, let's not do that. Let's go to performance mode. I put on performance mode, and then, yeah, it gets hiked up to 60 FPS. And, yeah, the game runs beautifully. It runs smoothly. The quality of the graphics is just as good as you would expect. And it just goes to show you, it's like, why would anybody do the other thing? I think this is pretty specific to this game, because I mentioned this also earlier. I played Spider-Man on performance mode because I just liked the smoothness of the high frames. But the quality mode, it was also very good. Like, the high quality mode was also very good. Like, I didn't feel like I was being hampered with that mode. I just liked the performance mode a little bit more. So I guess this is a little bit more game specific with Immortals, which is kind of strange, but kind of goes into this conversation of, like, why are different games playing differently on different consoles? Like, why isn't it just, especially with next gen stuff, like, why isn't it just constant, you know? Because we're hearing so many reports of, like, oh, this game plays great on PS5 or in console, it doesn't run too good on PC, or it runs great on PC but not great on consoles like Cyberpunk did. Like,
yeah, it's kind of interesting because I feel like this may be new. Actually, I can't tell if it has been new or not. I do think, though, at least for the past two generations, like the Xbox, PS2, and also the PS4, Xbox One generations, it was essentially the same, where you weren't really hearing that much of a difference between, like, oh, you know, this game is awesome on one console but horrible on the other console, or vice versa. And you, there were always instances of games being good on console and bad on PC, or vice versa. Like, I remember whenever one of the Batman Arkham games came out, you know, it was really fun to play. It was a great game, but on PC it was unplayable, to the point where they actually took the PC version of the game down and delayed it for a while, and then brought it back a few months later because the game just ran so poorly on the PC. And I feel like we're kind of seeing that situation almost in consoles now. I mean, obviously the biggest transgressor of this is Cyberpunk 2077. We've talked about that before, of the game being, like, unplayable, like, literally, not literally, but almost unplayable on the base PS4, Xbox Ones, and playing much better on the new generation consoles, and then, you know, playing really well, like, you've been playing it really well on the PC. And so it's getting to a point now where I wonder, are we gonna have to have reviews like, hey, like, you know, this game got a 6 on an Xbox but a 7 on the PS5, and it got, you know, a 6.5 on Xbox Series S but an 8 on the Xbox Series X? Like, it's just so weird, because I think one of the benefits of consoles is the convenience. You just buy the game and it works. And I kind of worry now that with all these different SKUs of the game and different options you have, and different toggles you can set in the game modes on console, it's becoming more like a PC, which has its own pros and cons, but it's kind of getting away from, I think, one of the big benefits of the console is, which, like I said before, is convenience. So I don't know. What's your take on that?
Well, the first thing, when we were talking about Immortals looking worse on handheld, it kind of reminded me, I feel like this isn't a new thing. I feel like I've seen, I don't remember specific examples, but I do remember we would play a game on a console, like a PS2 or a PS3, and then there was an equivalent for, I don't know, what was the handhelds back then? PSP or something, and it would look worse than the PSP, and that was just normal. But there were times, I mean, Immortals is one example, but there were times these days where I see a game on Switch, I'm like, man, this looks absolutely amazing. This is not what I would expect from a handheld these days. Even something as simple as, not Stardew Valley, what's that other thing that everybody plays on Switch now?
Animal Crossing?
Animal Crossing. professional gamer here, boys. Animal Crossing. Yeah, I was just like, this looks really good. It just looks really, really good. So, yeah, I mean, by that perspective, it is nice that, like, there is increase in how well consoles are playing things. I guess I never really thought about, oh, people have to worry about, is this going to look good on my console? Do I need to go into the settings and then change all these things? Like, whenever I play a game on PC, the first thing I do is I go into the settings, change the full screen to full screen windowless, change the resolution, turn off this thing, turn off
motion blur.
Yeah, it's off, like, yep. You're literally sitting there modding the settings to be exactly the way you like it. And it's literally a whole 5-minute process before you start playing the game. And I can imagine that being really annoying for someone that's just been playing an Xbox their entire life. It's like, why do I have to do this? Why isn't this just like, okay. Like I said, why don't you just plug in and go? Like, our cousin Chris was over at my place recently, and he, like, plugged in his Xbox Series X, and then my TV wanted to do, like, a little, you know, the little beginner settings or whatever to, like, frame it to my TV. And he's like, what the hell is this? like, what are you talking about? Just fix it real quick. He's like, I don't know this. I don't want to do this. So he just pressed okay on everything and just went along with it. I'm like, okay. That was just really eye-opening. Like, to me, it's just
another... Yeah, it's crazy. I've actually seen YouTube videos online of people, professional TV reviewers, have these full, like, 15-minute videos of, like, the best settings for your TV for Xbox or PS5. And it's this whole, like, rigmarole we got to go through. And I'm like, geez Louise, like, is this what console gaming is going to be? Because I feel like this isn't what console gaming should be. Like, at this point, it's like, just buy a PC. Like, if you got to do all this, I don't know, just all this work.
Yeah, I do agree. And, like, the small experience. Like, whenever I turn on my PlayStation, I don't expect to have to do that stuff. I do expect it to be a standard 60 FPS. Just give me my game, and then we go. You know, I don't want to have to deal with freaking brightness and all that stuff. Like, you have to deal with that when your TV anyways, when you first get it. But then... Now, TVs, even, like, nowadays, we're complaining about, like, how good TVs are, essentially. TVs now have, like, game mode, they have TV mode, they have sports mode, movie mode. It's like, I don't know the difference between all of these modes. I just want the TV to go. It's just like the inner boomer in me just comes out and just like, back in my day, you plugged in the yellow cord, then the white cord, and then the red cord, and it just worked.
So true. Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting, and it's cool that we have options, but I don't know. I just kind of worry that sometimes maybe too many options is going to be kind of like, it's just going to become a nuisance at some point. And this is the kind of thing that people complained about, or were worried about with the PS4 Pro. Before the PS4 Pro came out, people worried that if the PS4 Pro comes out, how they're going to sell this, because it kind of like tells people who bought your PS4, like, hey, you have a crappy version now, but there's this new version that comes out, that came out. But if you buy the new one, it's like not that much of a difference to be considered a new console. And so,
By the way, your TV sucks too.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, you gotta get a new TV. Like in my situation where it's like, hey, you have this awesome new console, but your TV can't even run your games at 60 frames per second. So you gotta go buy a new TV now, and, you know, 4K. And that's a whole thing too. Like there's different HDR modes, different version of HDR. There's like different, like there's like OLED versus QLED versus nano LED. It's like, dude, it's just,
you know what? I'm totally over HDR. I think HDR is overrated.
Yeah.
To be honest with you. Like, I have an HDR monitor for my PC, and it's at the point I'm just like, I just turn it off. I'm like, the game looks fine without it on. It just makes everything look darker in a sense. And I have to like kick up the brightness a bunch. It's like, you know what? Forget this. Just turn off the HDR. I think it's just meant for like TV watching, to be honest. I don't think it's really meant for gaming.
Yeah.
It just messes with the brightness and the contrast and everything, like, way too much. I personally, I'm kind of over it. But yeah, I don't want to complain too much and say that I don't like it. Because again, like I said, games look the best now that they've ever had, for obvious reasons. Like, I mean, have you played a game on a phone yet recently? Like a current gen phone?
That's true. I did play that game that everyone's been talking about, Genshin Impact, on my phone, and yeah, it's crazy. The game's like, it looks like a console game.
Yeah. So we've come so far, man. Like, I mean, obviously we still remember the days when the only game you could play on your phone was freaking Snake, you know? It's just like,
yeah.
But I feel like for the longest time they've been pushing gaming on phones, especially Samsung phones. And so I just kind of put it off. It's like, whatever. You claim you can play this, and they always have that stock racing game.
Oh my gosh! On the commercial, yeah.
I'm just like, what even is this? Need for Speed 2? I don't know. So, but I think more and more I've been noticing just like people are just really out here just playing just full on games on their phones, aren't they? And yeah, I guess something I would want to look more into. I would hope people listening would just give us some advice on just like more games to look out on phones, because I mean, I don't have the newest phones. I have a 10S. So it's new enough that I think I'd be able to handle most things. But yeah, it's so hard for me to see that phone gaming is more than just, I don't know, Hearthstone and freaking Candy Crush or whatever. So I think technology has brought us quite far in that sense.
Have you looked into Apple's games subscription plan? I forgot what it's called. It's like Apple Play or something, where it's like you pay like $5 a month, you get access to a bunch of mobile games for free on your iPhone.
I definitely have. I don't remember. I think my brother was telling me about it.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. And it kind of, I think the big thing about, I think it kind of breaks the barriers to for people to get into mobile games. And that's kind of what I did to get to, for me, the first time, see how far mobile games have become. Like, it's a whole device. Like I don't even know why kids would buy a Nintendo DS. Well, I guess if you want to play Pokemon and Nintendo games, I get it. But like, you can get a ton of value out of your phone now for video games. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I think by now everyone's pretty comfortable thinking that whenever you buy a phone, you're just buying a handheld computer. You know, they're super powerful these days, and definitely the price tag comes with it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can build a gaming tower for $1,200, $1,300, you know?
True.
And that's the price of your phone. So, yeah, I don't know. I think it's it's just something we're going to have to look and see. Maybe there's going to be like a plateau of like how much you can mod your gaming experience depending on what you're playing with. Especially like if they're going to stop you at, okay, whenever you plug in your Xbox, you get to control your resolution. And is it going to be performance mode or quality? And that's it, right? They're just going to stop it there. You're not going to be able to turn off motion blur. You're not going to be able to like turn off film grain to do all these like modded settings you can do. And then if you really want to be able to do that, then you'll just do it on your PC, right? Or maybe gamers will just evolve and just get used to having to deal with that all the time. I mean, all that stuff is just one quick Google search away, right? Like you said, like there's all these videos online. It's like, how to set up your PS5 to like for optimal gaming experience on your TV, right? So it's kind of interesting to see where we're gonna go with that.
Mm-hmm. And then also, you know, this is just the beginning. Like, there's been rumors coming out that Nintendo's gonna come out the new Nintendo Switch Pro by the end of this year. It's gonna have like an OLED screen.
Yeah,
it'll be able to play games at 4K resolution. And who knows? Do you think that Sony will come out with a PS5 Pro like in a couple years? Is that a possibility?
When money is involved, it's always a possibility. It's like you said, it's a perfect opportunity for them to say, hey, whatever you have is no longer the it thing. Come buy this new thing, please. And change your TV,
so
please.
True.
Yeah, so I think that's so exciting, though, that Switch. An OLED Switch? Could you imagine back in the Nintendo Advance days, Brigham, that we would be holding an OLED handheld gaming console? This is crazy.
Yeah. The future is now. It's pretty amazing. I remember back when I first got my iPod for the first time, I got the iPod that could play videos. And I remember thinking that was so cool. I could have this device in my pocket that could play videos. And you couldn't stream the videos or anything. You had to download it on iTunes and then transfer it to iTunes from a computer to your iPod. But still, I was like, oh my gosh, like I'm watching clips of X-Play and other like G4 TV shows on my iPod. Like
watching Scrubs.
Yeah. Oh yeah, dude. I remember I had that one episode of Scrubs on my iPod. Like, yeah, exactly. Like, it was crazy. And now it's like we can just stream whatever we want on these devices in our pockets.
Yeah, I don't know. This is it's super fun. It's fun. It's a little scary, but that's kind of how change works, right?
Yep. Very true.
All right. Last question. Go ahead.
Sorry. Right, go ahead.
I was gonna say let's do a little New Year's resolution check. How we're doing on our games? I need to get back into Final Fantasy. I'm determined to finish that game, and then start the 7 remake. I already heard that they're making the 7 remake part 2 or whatever is supposed to come out within this year. So I need to catch up. But you're doing great. You finished Fallen Order and you finished Ghost.
Yeah.
Was there something else that you needed to finish?
Two more games that would normally finish than in a year. So that's pretty impressive. I mean, Immortals Fenyx Rising is a game I definitely want to finish. Although I've kind of slowed down a bit since I've gotten through like the first major milestone. I also have Assassin's Creed Valhalla, but I realize that my TV can't handle either the performance or the, what's the, I keep forgetting the two names.
Quality.
quality, thank you.
Or high quality. It's different for different games, but
yeah. Either way, I can't really get to experience the next gen features of it on my current TV. So I'm just gonna wait until I get a new TV to play it. So right now it's Assassin's Creed. Right now it's Immortals Fenyx Rising. It's like my next game to beat.
Brigham, I already told you the secret, man. You just have to break your current TV. It's the only way.
You know what? It's gonna happen soon. You know, there might end up accidentally just happen to be a shoe through the TV. You know, I can't say how it happened, but
just an accidental bump. That's all it takes.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so like pay like I gotta like find the like local mafia. Be like, hey, can you take care of my TV for me?
Oh, I got it. I have a big brain idea here. So you know how like it's been freezing in all different places right now. You could say that there was like a frozen pipe somewhere and it bursted. And so water got all over your TV. And just like above the TV, just like throw some water up there so it looks like you want to just leak through.
I think it's like a pipe bursted and an ice shot at the TV. So I just have to grab a bunch of ice cubes and just like chunk it as hard as I could at the TV. And see what happens.
That could work too. That could work too. As long as there's significant water damage, it can be replaced. But yeah, you had one more question?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, you know, talk about different SKUs of consoles and portables. Did you ever buy a PSP? And would you ever consider buying a new PSP if Sony made one?
One of my uncles bought me a PSP for my birthday with an associated game. I played that thing for about a weekend. And I was like, man. This is bad. I felt awful because I was like, this is so bad. Like, I think we went together to Best Buy to look for games for it. And then all I saw was like, this game's already on PlayStation. So is this one. So is that one. Like, there was like all, a bunch of games that are already on PlayStation on PS2 at the time. And I was like, why would I buy the smaller version? Like, is this, like we were saying, the smaller, worse version of this game to play on a handheld? And I was a kid. It's not like I was traveling all the time and just like needed something to play with on the plane or something. So
yeah,
I was like, I have no use for this. So yeah, I did own a PSP. The PSP is like the forgotten child of Sony consoles, to be honest. And so I don't think they would ever revisit it.
Yeah, I agree with you. Especially now that they've really kind of invested in like their streaming service, like PlayStation Now. I think if they were ever come out with a portable thing, it would mainly just be like through Sony, like through Sony's tablet line or something. They'd probably just make an app on Android tablets. Maybe just, an app, you know, stream it to your phone or to your tablet.
Yeah, I don't think PSP's going back. Did Microsoft make a handheld?
Nope, they have never made a handheld. Unless you count the Zune as a handheld.
I mean, it's not a gaming.
It did have games on it. So
did it? That's hilarious.
It was like Snake and like those kind of like really basic kind of games.
Yeah.
There was always this rumor though that they were going to come out with a Halo game for the Zune, and I don't know why, me being an idiot kid, I totally believed it. I was like, oh yeah, dude, I can't wait till Microsoft comes out with the Halo exclusive game on the Zune. So that never happened.
I think Nintendo has a firm grasp on the handheld market, as they've had for the past 30 some odd years.
Yep.
Yeah, Nintendo, they just know what they're good at.
So true.
Yeah, that's all I got. I mean,
same.
I hope people are excited about games being better on essentially everything, and I hope that things that different games stay stabilized on all games, because we've had a couple of, like we said earlier, we have a couple of instances where a game would work well on one thing and not well on another. I mean, I guess that just comes out to development, being patient to make sure that it works on every aspect on every console and not port games to console when they're not ready. Vice versa. So
yeah, it's gonna be interesting, especially now with the new next gen consoles out. Like, I think it's gonna really matter. It's going to be interesting to see how good then this new Switch is going to be, and if developers are still going to support the old Switch, because I think having such a huge range between the worst performing console and the best performing console is what's going to cause these huge discrepancies as well. So hopefully we can kind of bring everything a little bit closer together and we won't have this problem in the future.
Gaming is better when we do it together. Everything should be together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, should be good. Are you sure that new Switch is coming out? Is that confirmed or is that just rumors at this point?
No, it's just rumors at this point. So,
Well, I mean, we are pretty good at prophesizing these rumors, Brigham.
Yeah, we are.
Did we ever say anything about like how, what was it that we talked about on a podcast? We recorded it and then literally the next day, whatever dev we were talking about. Oh, it was Knights of the Old Republic. We recorded it.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
Like, we hope that Knights of the Old Republic gets made. And then literally the next day, they tweeted out that they were working on it. And it was before we even posted the podcast. Yeah. We are just high tier journalism from us right here.
Yep. We're experts, man.
Yeah. All right. That's all we got, right?
Yep. That's it.
All right.
You guys have a great week.
Yeah. Have a good week. Play some games. Tell your friends. Tell your wives. And join us next time.
Peace.